often tossed and driven on the restless sea of time. Rolling clouds and howling tempest all succeed a bright sunshine. In that land of perfect day, when the mist is rolled away, we will understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, then we will tell the story of how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. And we are often destitute of the things that life demands, want of shelter and of food, with thirsty hills and barren land. But we're trusting in the Lord, and according to His word, we will understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell story of how we've overcome,
and we'll understand it better by and by.
And trials hard on every hand, and we cannot understand all the ways that God will lead us to that blessed promised land. But we'll guide us with His eye, and we'll follow till we die. We will understand it better by and by. Oh yes, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Here temptation's hidden snares often takes us unaware, and our hearts are made to bleed by some thoughtless word or deed. And we wonder why the test, when we try to do our best, but we'll understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. And here temptation's hidden snare often takes us unaware, and our hearts are made to bleed by some thoughtless word or deed. And we wonder why the test, when we try to do our best, but we'll understand it better by and by. Oh yes, by and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered home, then we will tell
the story
of how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Oh yes, by and by, when the morning comes,
when all
the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story of how.
You know, those old songs like that, they really have a ring, because they're so real, they're so true. Welcome to Open Bible Dialogue, Open Bible Telecast. We're just excited to be with you today. Sorry we're not on Facebook because of a technical problem that will need a solution by an expert next week, and they'll get it solved, and we'll be back. But we're with you on internet and on radio, and we are delighted. We're going to talk today about a subject that is hard to get people to listen to. And so I'm going to try to make an appeal to you at the beginning of the broadcast, telecast. If you will stop and listen, if you will get your mind on what I'm talking about, and let's dig in to a prophetic picture that really needs the attention of the whole church world. I don't understand why pastors would not warn their people of what is coming down the pipes, of what is about to occur. I mean, the Bible is infallible. If the Bible is not infallible, then religion is in vain. And Christianity is a farce. And all of it is of no value. If the Bible is not dependable, if you can't trust your Bible from beginning to end, from Genesis to Revelation, then Christianity is just a joke. And we're wasting our time and our money and our energy and our excitement. But it's not a joke. There is no doubt. You can study history from 6,000 years ago, and this blessed old book has never been wrong. No prophecy ever given has ever failed. No promise that God ever made has he ever broken. I mean, it is just perfect. And I've been serving him 66 years of next month, the month of March, 66 years. And I've loved it. I've loved every minute of it. I didn't come into this faith because mom and daddy were in the middle of it. I came in because Jesus really came real to my life and saved me and changed a little old 16-year-old Brett and made a new creature out of me. In fact, I'm going to preach about that tomorrow. Tomorrow, I want to do my best to show every listener what it really means to be a Christian, what it really means to be born again. And I would love it if you would want to hear that sermon, because the church is full of religious people. Every preacher I know will tell you that their churches are full of religious people that have no lasting, genuine devotion to the Lord Jesus Christ and this wonderful life of salvation. This life of salvation is the greatest life on the face of this earth. I wish you could understand that. Now, I'm going to talk about the Antichrist. The Antichrist and how he is spreading his venom all over this world. Are you hearing me? He is spreading his venom all over this world. This world is under the powers of Antichrist. You can see it in the governmental processes. You can see it in the educational divisions. You can see it in the economy. You can see it in the church world. You can see it everywhere you look. The Antichrist is at hand. Now, I've been on this radio program since 1972. That's 40-some years. I've been telling you the things in this Bible, and not a one of you. If there's anybody out there can call up and show me where I've given you a prophecy that hasn't been fulfilled, then I will apologize, I promise you. And I will do my best to never do it again, because I just bring you truth. That's all I care to bring you. And the Antichrist is at hand. Jesus said this would happen, that he would appear, that his venom would be spewed all over humanity. He would appear in all the realms of every expression of society, from education to politics, all the way to the economy, all the way to the church. Everything is now revealing the Antichrist is at hand. And yet people are living like they've got forever. They're living like, well, I'll change my mind if down the road I see it's all coming to pass. Well, it's probably going to be too late for a lot of people when they do see it. And at the best, they'll have to be saved in the tribulation period and die a martyr's death. And I don't want that to happen to you. I weep for the lost. I weep for the unconverted. I weep for the unsaved. I want you to know the Lord. I want you to know the Lord. And I will give you my best to know the Lord. That's how much I care, really. That you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that they shall not come, except there come a falling away first. That falling away means the church world becomes lukewarm and indifferent, and truth takes a beating, and truth falls in the street, as one scripture says, and everybody forgets what the Bible really says. If the world is not forgetting what is in the Bible today, then it's not possible for it to happen. It is just plain not possible. We are living when the time when the Bible is of very little value to most sermons and most preachers. They preach what feels good to them. They preach what they like. And I say to people all the time, oh, my preacher talks about so many things, and they'll name them. And I say, you know, your preacher doesn't have a problem with what he talks about. He's got a problem of what he don't talk about, what he doesn't preach about. When you don't preach the coming of the Lord, when you don't preach the book of Revelation, you ought to find you a church that does. I don't mean just a scripture once in a while and just take a moment with it. I'm talking about really make you understand this book of Revelation. Because this book of Revelation is being fulfilled perfectly right in front of our eyes. I can prove it to you over and over and over, and I have done so, and many have turned me off, I guess, because I do, but I don't know nothing else, and I'm not going to dare do nothing else, because I've got to answer to the King. I got to answer to the King. Now, the Antichrist is spreading his venom all over this world. Can we talk about it? Will you get involved with me in talking about it? Will you sit down from what you're doing? Would you put the book aside, stop the car and park beside the road, if possible, cut your radio up a little bit if you're on the job, and do your work, but listen, however you can, would you just take a minute and let me try to help you understand that the Antichrist is at the door. He's not off somewhere in netherworld. He's at the door. And we've shown you this for years on end. You can go all the way back to books that were written years ago that got everybody's attention, that were big time books, and people really took knowledge of them, and all the things they talked about are happening, are occurring. They prophesied, they said this, they gave this scripture, they gave this statement, and it's coming to pass. Now, I've been saved 66 years next month, and I don't remember one thing I've ever heard preached in the pulpit that hasn't happened. Not one thing. It has come to pass one step after the other. I remember as a young lad, 16, 17, when my pastor would get a prophecy teacher to come and teach us all week. We didn't go to shout. We went to learn. And we'd go in there and listen and go through the Bible step by step, dot by dot, eye by eye, crossed. And it was beautiful. And I remember it. And everything I preach to you today, everything, maybe a few little, you know, things that God has shown me and have become more clear to me. But as a whole, the basic truth that I've ever preached to you, I heard it as a young kid, 16, 17, 18, learning the Bible, studying the scripture, and listening to teachers with my eyes and ears wide open, trying my best to learn. I didn't know I'd be a preacher on internet all over the world. I am, and I'm grateful. But I want to tell you something. It is imperative that you hear what Brother Chambers is trying to say to you. If you're living a life of worldliness, you're just out to make money, you Sunday is just another holiday to you, and you're just doing your own little thing, you must understand that I'm talking to you and I'm warning you, and there won't be much more time for me to warn you, and there won't be much more time for you to hear it, because we are at the door. I believe that Jesus will very likely, I didn't say definite, likely come this year. I've felt it so strong the last days that Jesus would probably come this year of 2018. That's how close we are. And if you don't wake up, you're going to be left here. The one thing I want to do today, if you'll help me, is warn you of what you're going to face when you get left here. I mean, warn you of what you're going to face. If you knew 10% of what is going to happen when that rapture takes place, you would run to a church tonight, today, tomorrow, and you'd fall in that altar and you'd pray through, because it would scare you out of your common sense. It is just that overwhelming. I got children. I've got grandchildren that seem to take it all in strife, and no real burden, no real concern, and trying to get through to their heads seems almost impossible. Well, I read it to you, actually. It said it very clear. He shall not come except there come a falling away first. Did you hear that? That you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that day shall come, except there come a falling away first. Now, you'll go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, and you're going to find those words, very words, that except there come a falling away, the coming of the Lord. And we've been in that falling away. I could understand it and see it as early as the early 1980s, nearly 40 years ago. Nearly 40 years ago, I saw it coming. It broke my heart. I was part of a great church fellowship. I loved my church. I loved my denomination, and if you want to call it that. It was a fellowship of churches. I loved it. I loved the people. I didn't want to miss nothing. I was in the middle of it. I mean, I loved it, but then it started falling away. It started compromising. It started letting down the standards. It no longer is anything wrong with drinking wine during the week if you want a little something to pep you up. And it's no longer a sin to smoke cigarettes. It's no longer wrong to go in public bathing with the opposite sex, with flesh shining everywhere. I mean, those kind of things were thrown out the door because they wanted people more than they wanted truth. And so I've watched it, and my heart's broke. I've wept. I've sobbed. I think of brethren. I was trying to call a brother the other day that used to be such a friend, but he went the other way while I went the straight way and stayed in the Bible, and he became such an enemy. And I was going to reach out to him and ask him to forgive me and to please love me again and not be my enemy because I disagreed with him. You know, we are living that close to the coming of the Lord. Are you hearing me? Now, I want to talk about some things about the Antichrist. I want you to get on the phones as quickly as you will. I would love to have you calling me because when you ask me questions, it becomes more powerful to the people out there than just me talking. I love to answer questions. So grab your phone really quickly, would you? Grab your phone. Now, this program will be on Facebook no later than Wednesday. I've got to get a technician out of California to straighten out some things for me. And then we'll be back on Facebook at least by Wednesday. And we'll redo this program for Facebook. Now, I won't do it live. I'll just take the tape, what you're hearing right now, and we'll have a great program. Now, listen. The Antichrist, the world as a whole will not believe what I'm saying. The world as a whole will not believe what I'm saying. Many of you who are church people, you're not going to pay me any attention. You're just going to go on about your way and do your pleasing way, and you're not going to listen. And I'm sad about that. But all I can do is talk for those who will listen. That's all I can do is talk for those who will listen. Now, let's see if we can get some idea. Let's start with this. Every scripture in the Bible that deals with prophecy and the rapture. Now, past the rapture, no, that hasn't been fulfilled. But everything up to the rapture of the church has been perfectly fulfilled in the Bible. Everything. We're going to talk about several of those things, like Israel, identification of people all over the world. We're going to talk about the economy. We're going to talk about politics. We're going to talk about these kind of things that all have a picture in them of the end and of the fulfillment of the scripture. The Bible has been wonderfully fulfilled, and I've watched it for 66 years. What a joy I've had to watch the Bible be perfectly fulfilled. Now, if you know a scripture that you don't think has been fulfilled, that has to do with things that must happen before the rapture, then grab your phone and call me and let's talk about them. Okay? 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Toll free 1-800-338-7884. Let me put it up a minute because I want you to make sure you hear these scriptures. 704-391-0588. Toll free anywhere in America, Canada, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-33-TRUTH. I like that. 33. You're going to get truth here. You're going to get truth on this program. You say, Brother Chambers, are you bragging? No. I'm just telling you what my dedication is. I'm dedicated to the truth, to the simple, clear, emphatic Word of God. That's what I'm dedicated to. And I'm dedicated to telling you over and over and over. I will never quit warning you. I will never quit talking about the rapture. I will never quit talking about the tribulation period. I will never quit talking about these things. Now, they make people angry, and we've had terrible trouble for over 2 years with people hacking into our computers and into our equipment, always on Saturday. Never any time but Saturday. I mean, that's just how it's been. They hate it. They hated 2 weeks ago, the whole thing blew up in my face, and we had to have a new security program put in. Well, the security program now is so strong, it's giving me a problem. And so we're trying to balance that so that, I mean, I'm doing a lot of things. I'm going on radio, I'm going on internet, and I'm going on Facebook all at the same time. That's a lot of technology, friend. That's a lot of technology. Plus, I'm making a tape of it. You know, it's just that what we're doing is breathtaking. I know nobody in the world is doing this on the fashion that this little church here at Paul Creek, Charlotte, North Carolina is doing. But we're doing it because we love you and we care about you and we want you to be ready when that rapture takes place. Now, let's talk about it. Do you know a scripture? One verse of scripture. One verse of scripture that needs to be fulfilled before the rapture. Do you know one? Do you know one? Call me if you do. I won't hear it. I want to hear it. Now, I'm pre-trib. I'm pre-trib. That means Jesus comes before the 7 years of the tribulation period. In fact, I believe that if you do not believe in the pre-trib, 7 years before the tribulation, Jesus comes, I think you're either deceived or I think you're just ignorant of the Bible. And that's an honest statement, and I hope it don't hurt nobody's feelings. But what can I do if it does? I mean, I've got to get the truth to people. I've got to stop people, if I can, from teaching this junk. I mean, I get amazed. Someone called the other day, Brother Chambers, do you actually believe that the whole world is going to be under the Antichrist power? I said, of course I do. That's exactly what the Bible said. Oh, but there's a preacher, and there's a lot of them, preaching that the tribulation period will only affect the Middle East. That's heresy. That's crazy. That makes no common sense. I mean, the Bible makes it clear that it's going to be like a snare covering the face of the whole earth. I believe I read you that last week in the book of Luke, if I remember right. For as a snare shall it come on them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. For as a snare shall it come on them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Now, Jesus said that. I said, Jesus said that. In the book of Luke 21:36. Go read it. The book of Luke 21:36. I'd like to know what the NIV must say about that. Because I can imagine they've stewed things up so badly. But you listen, I'm telling you the Bible is being fulfilled. So if you know of a scripture, I'm waiting here for somebody to call and say, here's a scripture, Brother Chambers, that has to happen before the coming of the Lord and before the tribulation period begins. How do you explain that? And I'll do my best. If I don't do a good job today, I'll study all week if I have to and do a good job next Saturday. Because I am going to help you. Now, every Bible verse. Now, do you know some of the things? Let's look at Israel. The nation of Israel. The Jewish people. From 1948. It will be 70 years this year. Hey, did you know that? 70 years this year. 1948, that's 52, and 18 makes 70. Now, if you want to know something, if there's any scripture in the Bible that probably suggests that Jesus may very likely come this year, it would be the development of Israel as a nation. And look at what happened in this year, that our president declared Jerusalem the capital of Israel. After 70 years of being over there, ruling themselves, and 70 years later, America finally. No wonder the world hates Donald Trump. I'm here to tell you, friend, they hate Donald Trump, and I can easily tell you why they hate him. It's because so many things he's done that amplifies Bible things, that gives credence to great truths of the Bible, of the scripture. So 70 years ago, Israel became a nation. 70 years later, the president of the United States, with the anger of the world, the anger of every liberal, the anger of every one worlder, the anger of everybody in the world that wants to set up a one world order and rule it by human flesh, my friend, they hate him for it. And it's a perfect proof to you, listen to me now, perfect proof that Jesus is coming any day. We don't know when. We don't set dates. We're just here to tell you it's at the door, even at the door. Now, anybody have a question about Israel? Israel becoming a nation 70 years ago, this very year. And now, 70 years later, America declares Jerusalem the capital of Israel. It's almost like Israel hasn't existed until now. And suddenly, Israel is the focus of the hatred of the world. And God knows what he's saying, and God knows what he's doing. Okay, do you understand that? Do you know a verse that is not fulfilled? Do you know a verse that is not fulfilled? Now, Israel, you got that clear. You understand that Israel is one of the greatest proofs that we're right at the end. The Bible makes it plain that all Israel is going to be converted. The whole nation of Israel is coming to Christ. The whole nation of Israel is going to become the focus of my Savior, my Redeemer, when he sets up a kingdom in Jerusalem and rules the world from Jerusalem. Let me tell you something that's so exciting. We could be in the new millennial, the new thousand-year reign of Jesus Christ in 7 years. 7 years. All we got to have is the rapture. And the tribulation period that happened, that transpires over 70 years, and Jesus will return. He will go to the beautiful temple He will go to that holy mount in Jerusalem. He will enter a gate that's been closed for hundreds and hundreds of years. Oh, friend, in 7 years. I'm telling you, we are one blessed people to watch it happen. Are you watching it? The world don't even watch it. And I'm trying to get you excited about watching the coming of the Lord, the coming of the Lord. All right, you are on the air. May I help you, please? You on the air. May I help you, please? Is anybody there? All right, now you got to be there. You're on the air. May I help you, please? Is anybody there? All right, I can't waste my time. All right, call again, somebody, and make sure you get them for me. I don't know what happened. Listen, Israel, what a picture that is. What a picture. Do you understand how great that is to know what's happened to Israel and how near we are to that blessed moment of his coming? Well, let me work on my phone here. Sometimes I have to take it loose and put it back. Because, it gets messed up. It'll be okay in a moment. I'll call quickly. We are here to be a blessing to you. We're here to help you. And nothing thrills me any more than being a blessing to you and answering your questions. Now, whoever called, you call back. I think you'll get me now, okay? You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Reverend Chambers. This is not one that's kind of different to question you asked.
Okay.
But the Lord kind of, I think, revealed something to me here a while back. It talks, you know, in the Bible, Jesus says, as it was the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man returns to the earth.
Yes, exactly.
Well, you know, people always talk about the violence. The whole earth is filled with violence. But it also says, you know, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage. But what that says to me, that people were so busy with everyday life, you know, you can't reach them. And Noah preached for decades while he was building that ark and did not have one convert. Where I live, there's probably not been three or four people saved in seven churches of all denominations in the last 5 years.
Well, we're living in the day when people just won't stop and listen. And the Bible says it plain. It'll be a great falling away. One of the clear words. The Bible makes it plain that they will lose their first love. The Bible makes it plain that they will neither be hot or cold, but lukewarm. There are so many descriptive words of how people would be living when Jesus comes, and every one of them fit my and your generation.
Yes, you know, I can understand, Reverend Chambers, where it talks about Lot. He was vexed with people.
With their filthy conversations, their filthy lifestyles.
I feel that way about America anymore. I'm troubled. You know,
of course. Look at the public schools. Look at kids going to bathrooms of their choice because they think they're a boy when they're a girl. Look at what the Democrats, a study of the Democrat Party just a few weeks ago, found that 70% 70% of all educated Jews, educated Democrats, though they, as long as they have had at least a college degree, they believe that a doctor cannot tell you whether a boy is a boy or a girl is a girl when they're born in the maternity ward. That the doctor has no right to say that's a boy. They got to first be educated in their wicked system, and then they'll decide whether they're a boy or not.
I look back in the schools. I graduated in the 60s. We didn't have all these killings because even though they had took prayer out of school and the Ten Commandments off the wall, there were still a lot of people in there who grew up under that.
That's exactly right. It took a few years to get it out of their psyche. And now the kids in school have no sense of God. Even those that go to church have very little sense of God. The preachers aren't doing nothing much but making an echo. And it's just sad what has happened. And we are right at the verge. I'm telling you, we're at the verge of that rapture. I'm praying it comes this week.
Yes, sir. And these kids, they are surrounded on every hand by violence. It's in the TV. It's in the video games. It's in the music.
And then we wonder why that boy walked in a classroom and killed 17 kids. It breaks my heart that he did that. But I'm telling you, we have let our society go to hell, and now we're paying the price.
Yes, sir. We're certainly living, like you said, in the days of Noah and in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah.
That's exactly right. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the time of the coming of the Son of Man. Eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage. Who do you know today that hadn't been married two times or three times? Who do you know that's faithful to their husband and to their wife? I mean, I had my sweetheart for 62 years, and I've spent 5 months now, a little over. And finally, this week, I realized I had to give her to God, and I had to accept the fact that I wouldn't have her anymore in this life, and it just has killed me. But it had to be. Where are those men that love their wives that way? My wife was a darling. She was the sweetest thing in my life. And we just loved each other to death. I mean, just with all we had. And that's so wonderful. Where is that today?
Yes, well, but the consolation I can give to you, you'll be with her again and maybe very short.
Yeah. Don't get too close. Woo! Great day. What a day that's going to be. But I want to be faithful to you until that happens. I want to be faithful to this audience of mine because I am burdened for the lack of understanding of the Bible. I'm burdened for the preachers that won't preach these kind of things. What's wrong with these men who call themselves men of God? They're not men of God. If they were, they'd live in this Bible until this Bible would run out their ears.
Yes, well, you know, he said there's going to be many that say, didn't we prophesy and cast out demons? Say, I never knew you.
That's exactly right. I wish that would scare people. Everybody out there, I wish you would get scared about these things. Get scared about them. We're close to the coming of the Lord. Thank you, brother. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Great. Yeah, I have a question. Because I know my father, some years ago, was always praying. So you think all these shootings are because we kept prayer out of schools, kicked God out of school, like no prayer in school? We have all these.
It breaks your heart, don't it?
Yeah, terrible. All the killings.
Well, it's all a sign, sir, that Jesus will be here any moment. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm born.
Are you an old-fashioned a Christian full of the joy of the Lord, or are you just kind of halfway?
Oh, no, Pentecostal, yeah.
Okay. You all the way. All right. That's the need. A lot of Pentecostals are only half the way. Now, I remember when I first came into Pentecost in 1952, they were on fire. It was beautiful to go to church, and the people wouldn't miss Wednesday night unless they had to work a second shift or something. They wouldn't miss Sunday night. I mean, they brought their sinner friends to church. It was wonderful, but that day is long gone, and I'm trying my best to rebirth it, but finding people that are willing to go to the hilt with God is not easy.
Right. Even Wednesday night, my church, a lot of people don't go on Wednesday night or Sunday night. Sunday morning, you know.
Yeah, you got most people, half of them don't go on Sunday morning. I love you, brother.
Okay,
I love you. Call us quickly now, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, and the toll-free number, 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884. And I want to hear from you. I want you to talk with me. We're talking about the signs, the absolute proof that we're on the verge of the Lord coming. Let's go next. We hadn't got that but one thought. I'm sorry. World control. Are you watching? Are you watching? The absolute abandonment to a one world government that has taken over our world. Have you watched that? Have you watched the anger against Donald Trump because he came out of that accord concerning the environment? Because it was none but a bunch of hoax to start with. Nothing but a one world scheme. Trying to get all the nations united in a one world government and a takeover of all governments. And look at the effort on this part. Have you ever seen a man doing so much good and yet so hated as Donald Trump? I mean, every one of us are benefiting from him. Every one of us are getting things coming down the pipes for us. Everything good about the church. Everything good about stopping the killing of unborn babies. Everything good about moral value. I mean, here's a man who himself has not been a perfect picture of moral values. No, he has not. But neither has most of you. And neither was I until I was wonderfully converted to Christ. Wonderfully saved. I look at what my life was before I was converted to Christ, and I was a little rascal. You know? What were you before you came to know Christ? So quit, you know, it's amazing to me. But one world control is the biggie. They are determined to have a one world control. That is the biggest thing out there. There's nothing that has made the world hate Donald Trump like the fact that he's not willing to give over the rulership of America to other entities. He's got America first. And that's what every nation ought to be. France ought to be France first. England ought to be England first. And then we'll all work together from a secondary point and help one another. And he's shown himself willing for that. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful. So world control. You got to understand that the Bible makes it plain there would need to be a one world government when the Antichrist comes. Well, you say it's not here yet. You're kidding yourself if you don't think a one world control is here now. It is absolutely here. We just happen to be the one holdout. The one holdout in the whole world is America and to some degree Israel. And that's because we're going to play a totally different part during the 7-year tribulation period. I think America is going to stand with Israel during the tribulation period. I really believe that. And I believe that's what makes us a sheep nation instead of a goat nation, is that we're going to stand with Israel during that dark period that's coming. That's going to be a dark hour. That is going to be hellish beyond any measure of control. Now, I'm trying to give you things and keep your mind thinking about what is coming down the pipes. It is so much. It is so much. And you know, if we could understand it, it will help us. Now, let's talk about education. Education. What is happening in the education world? Have you been listening to any of the conservative talk shows and let them tell you of what's happening? I mean, look at the schools now that are trying to rule out male masculinity. They hate any thought of a man acting like a man. I mean, they want to rule out male masculinity. Well, they've been working on ruling out women femininity for many, many decades. I remember the fight about that. And that was, what, 30 years ago. Just an incredible fight. Well, the destruction of the distinction of male and female is almost eradicated in the educational world. I mean, eradicated. There are many places in America you don't say man or you don't say woman. I don't know what you read, but recently on the Underground Expressway in New York, they eliminated any use of man and woman. You got to say our riders. You got to say anything but hey, sir. You got to say hey, rider. A woman, hey, not you can't say hey, woman. You got to say hey, lady, hey, rider. I mean, that happened right in New York. Are you aware of this? Some of you are. Some of you haven't been listening to anything but the drive-by media, and all you know is that bunch of liberals on CNN and NBC and ABC and MSNBC. Is that what it's called? I forget them all. And they're crackpots. That's all they are. They're crackpots, and they hate anything conservative. They hate anything that has a Christian label. They hate anything that sounds like prayer. And it is happening all over our nation. And the idea of male versus female is almost completely out the window. Are you aware of that? Do you really understand how big that has become? I don't think you do. I think if you did, you'd be angry about it. I think if you did, you'd just pitch a fit. I mean, that's what I feel like doing. I feel like walking into public classroom, public schools, and say you are nothing but a bunch of atheists. Now, I know there's still some good people that work in those schools. There's still some good Christians that went to get a good education. Many of them now are getting too old, and many of them are wanting out because it's so bad. And there's not one group of professionals that have more kids in Christian school than public school teachers. Public school teachers, they are wanting their kids out of the very institution where they make their living because it has gone to hell. That's the best word I know to say. Forgive my language. But we are dealing with something that's overwhelming. Are you aware of this? You have been so programmed, little by little, step by step, day by day. You've been reprogrammed till you don't even think like I'm talking. You don't even think like you're hearing me say. You think I'm a crackpot. Well, I'm not. I'm a Bible-loving person. And I believe this whole book perfectly from Genesis to Revelation. And you call me a crackpot all you want to, but you'll answer for it, and you'll regret the day you did it. Because the day's coming, friend, when thinking the Bible is just some crazy stuff is affixing to pay the piper. The judge is standing at the door, and the judge is keeping a perfect record. Are you listening to me? That great judge named Jehovah God, his great son, Jesus Christ, the angels of heaven, they're recording everything, every bit. It's all coming down the pipes. Now, let's get back to the phones. Thank you for the two calls. I want more. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Call me quickly. I said, call me quickly. 704-391-0588. My friend, we are living in a day. And listen, while I'm waiting for your calls, I need you to pray for us. I need you to pray for this ministry. If you knew the battles we've went through since we've been on internet, on telecast, since we've been on video, if you knew the battles we went through since we've been on Facebook, you'd understand that there is a multitude of forces out there that don't like what I'm saying and doing, but they can't stop me. Unless you and I let them stop me, it's going to depend on both of us. And I'm promising you, I'll be right here giving it all I've got. But you need to help me. I need financial help. I need some people who really will help me pay the piper. I said to you last week, and I got a lot of calls, that I was thinking about ending radio and just being on the internet and Facebook. But then I don't want to do that because I've got so many friends across North Carolina, up in Virginia, West Virginia, up north of that. I mean, we've got a lot of friends. And I don't want to lose you. I don't want to give up on you. The older people are desperate for somebody that tells the truth like I do. And I pray that you will share the burden with me. How many of you will send a gift this week? Everybody listening to me on radio, on internet, on Facebook, I want a gift from you this week. We could raise $20,000 to $30,000 this week, and if we could raise $30,000, maybe not quite that much, every bill I've got would be paid, and we would be free of debt. And that's what I'm doing. Our building's paid for now. We just got some little things like some radio money. We sent off several thousand this week. We need several more. Will you help me? Will you get off your duffs and help me? And quit just talking about it and do something about it right while you're talking, while I'm talking. Sit down and write a check, a good one, and help me out, okay? I'm depending on you now. I want you to know I'm depending. Let me take this call. I get to talking here. You're on the air. May I help you, please? Well, supposed to be on. Are you there, please? Nope. Try it again. People get on the air. I don't know what happens with these phones, but I have all kinds of efforts. It's happened to me again. I have to undo it. These are calls that people make just trying to upset. And I get a lot of that. Believe me, I'm trying to get it hooked back up here. Come on, John. Well, There we go. It'll be back in a minute. Call us quickly, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. I want to hear from you. Call back now. You have to call back so you can get in. I want to answer your question. I want you to know we're so near the coming of the Lord until it's an overwhelming truth. It's an overwhelming truth. Well, I don't know. My phone is still not acting right here. You on the air. May I help you, please? Nope. People call, see, and we haven't been having as much trouble with the phone, but now we've got a new system on our computer that really is going to make a difference. And when we get it all straightened out here, we're not going to have anybody hacking in, I don't think. But it's really taking some brain, somebody with good high capacity in these things to ever get there, okay? You understand? So if I can help you, call me. You on the phone. May I help you, please? All right. Nobody on the phone. All right. Call quickly when you will. It'll be my joy to be a blessing. The Lord's coming is at the door. Do you know that? The Lord's coming is really at the door. We don't know the hour, but we know He's on the verge of His appearance. No doubt about it. Let's talk about now the economy. We're talking about what are the signs that prove that Jesus is coming very soon. Look at a one world economy. Look at all the talk about the inner trades and everybody, you know, and it's always been that America suffered the most with these because it was like we were supposed to pay everybody, dividend monies for their stuff and our stuff was going to be, well, that day's over with our president. And I am grateful. I'm grateful because we have, you know, we must stand up for ourselves as well as trying to be a blessing to the world. I want to bless everybody. I know nobody that I don't want to be a blessing to. But the economy is an absolute proof that we're right on the verge of the Lord's coming. Right on the verge of it. I mean, at any moment now He could come. At any moment now He could come. And I'm praying for God to get us all ready for that hour and that day so that we can be ready to go. And I want you ready to go. I want you ready to go. Now, while you're calling, I've got about 18, 17 minutes, 16 minutes. I want your call. I want to answer your questions. I really want to help you. I'm sorry we couldn't get a couple different ones. I don't know why, but let's keep trying. You're on the air. May I help you, please? Well, it's not going on, Sister Judy. I don't know why we're having this problem, but it's not recording the Passover, the putting it on hold so that I can get it in here. And I don't know why it's doing that, but I know that when somebody messes with it, it will do that to me. I keep trying. You on the air. May I help you, please? You on the air. May I help you, please? Well, are you there? May I help you, please? All right. I can't get it to come through. So I'm very sorry. Give us a call, if you will. We'll keep trying. I want us to go to the book of Revelation. I really want you to see what the Bible says about this Antichrist. I want you to understand he's not just a political person who controls things. He is an evil entity beyond measure, beyond measure. You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Brother James.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, sir.
Brother Chambers, I want to correct me, but I don't think I've done repetition on it. I think that I'm saying it. You know, when you were saying, Monaco, you didn't want to stand right.
Can you slow up? You're talking so fast in my phone. Somebody messed with it today, and so it's giving me a trouble. Remember, the first call or two was wonderful, and then people will call in and mess it, and it has done this over 2 years. So try again a little slower.
Okay. Brother Chambers, you know, just a few minutes ago when you said, you were saying a password on the phone, you said, just a few minutes ago.
I don't know what you said.
In other words, you weren't saying no bad language, Wallace, because the reason why I say if you say ass in the Bible, that's a translation of a sub-person. Did you hear that?
You said something about the Bible, and I believe the whole book.
Okay, ass is a translation of a southern animal. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. The yes. I know what you're talking about now. The mutation of animals.
Okay. Yes, sir. And then when you say you tell somebody, for words, people say that I was cussing when I say your stubborn ass, or in other words, acting like a stubborn person, and that they said I'm cussing, but I'm not cussing. Is that right?
I'm telling you that any kind of mutation of animals and humans is insanity. The best word for it is insanity. What is the purpose of it? Why try to change what God made? You know, why try to manipulate human beings or animals, trying to get where they can make a robot that acts like a human? All of this is just insanity, just exactly like Noah dealt with in his day. Wisdom and knowledge just takes a flight outside the realm of sensibility, and Jesus said that would happen at the time of his coming.
What I'm saying, though, the translation of ass is a stubborn person. If a person acts stubborn, and you tell them your stubborn ass, that means you're not stubborn. You just tell them the truth. Is that right?
Well, what you're saying, I can't get it all, but I agree with you, and I thank you for calling. I won't continue because it just isn't coming through, and it happened after the program started. I will try to make sure that don't happen next week. I'll watch a little closer. God bless you. Go with me to the book of Revelation, the book of Revelation 13, and I want to take a minute here to get you looking at what this Antichrist is going to be. Are you aware of the viciousness of this Antichrist? Are you aware of the evil of this Antichrist? Are you aware that if you miss the rapture, you will be here during his early expressions and his early actions? And it'll be hell on earth. And not only will you face the Antichrist, but you'll face the judgment of God. The Bible talks about the judgment of God in the first half of the tribulation period will be so bad that people will hide themselves in the mountains and in the caves, and they will cry out, "Hide me from the face of him that sits on the throne, for the day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" Whoever you are out there, if you miss the rapture, you will live under the wrath of God that will be so intense that nature will become insane. That the actions of nature will become destructive, and people will start dying from the judgment of God by the millions, literally millions, in a matter of 7 years, a good part of the human civilization will die. It won't be possible to bury people with nothing but bulldozers. It won't be possible to bury people with nothing but bulldozers. But let me read to you. "And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast," notice it said a beast, "rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 7 crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy." This is a creature that is full of blasphemy. Now listen. "And the head which I saw was like a leopard," and it describes the different features of his action. "And I saw one of his heads as though it was wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and the world wondered after the beast." Now, we're talking about an Antichrist so evil, but able to do such miraculous things that the world will become enchanted with him and excited with him. And the world will begin to worship him. And the world will think he's the real Christ. Have you ever realized that during the tribulation period, the main focus of evil will be the replacement of Jesus Christ with a false Christ, and the replacement of the Father with the devil, and the replacement of the Holy Spirit with a false prophet or a false spirit? You're talking about wickedness so intent and so bad until words do not describe the evil of this character. "And they worship the dragon," that's the devil, "which gave power unto the beast." I mean, the dragon, the devil, will be so revealed as a man, but his character will be a dragon. It'll be a man. He'll look like a man. He'll act like a man. He'll be a person. He'll be a being. He'll be a being that men can worship, see, talk to, listen to. And he'll talk to the people of this earth. And they worship the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worship the beast, saying, who is able? Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? See, this beast, this antichrist, under the devil, the dragon, will take such control over our world that people will say, who is able? Who is able to make war with, forgive me there, who is able to make war with him? Who is able to come against him? And it will be intent worship of the antichrist, intent worship of the dragon, intent worship of the false prophet, like something you never seen, friend. You say, I'm not going to be here. If you miss the rapture, you're going to be here, unless you've already died. Many will give their lives to Christ and will be murdered and mutilated. I mean, the horror that will come upon the face of this earth is indescribable. Am I getting through to you? I wish you'd listen to me. And I wish you'd go take your Bible and read the 13th chapter of Revelation and let your mind just grasp this. Get your good book. I've got an excellent book on the book of Revelation called The Masterpiece. It'll help you. It's verse by verse by verse. And you can understand that this book is real. And what's in it is going to happen exactly like the Bible said. There was given unto him, this is the Antichrist, a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given him unto him to continue 42 months. He'll have 3.5 years to do his darkest deeds, his darkest work, his wickedness. I mean, it's going to be hell on earth, my dear friend. Literally, literally, literally. And I don't want you here. I really don't. I really don't. And he opened his mouth to blaspheme against God. If there's anything the old devil is going to hate during this period, it's God. He's going to blaspheme everything about God, everything about Christ, everything about the Holy Spirit, everything about this Bible. It will be such a hatred. It already is intent. Do you realize how much the Bible is hated today? You realize it was taken out of public schools how many years ago? Why would they take the Bible out of public schools? It's the basic book of America from the day of our founding. Why? Because they hate the Bible, and they hate the God of the Bible, and they hate the Christ of the Bible, and they hate the Spirit of the Bible. They hate everything that has to do with it. And so power was given unto this evil creature to blaspheme it all. I mean, you think it's blasphemy now. You think it's ugly now. Oh, you haven't seen nothing. It's going to be worse than you've ever imagined, my dearest friend. It really is. It was given unto him to make war with the saints, to make war with the saints, and to overcome them, and to have power with power was given unto him over the kindred, over the kindred of the whole earth, over every kindred in every tongue, in all things, in all things. Let me raise this up and see it better. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. Everybody at this point, and this is the beginning of the second half of the 7-year tribulation period. And everybody whose name is not written in the book of life at this point will worship the Antichrist. And it will be a full worship of the devil all over the face of this earth. You realize how much worship of the devil is going on already? Someone was telling me the other day that's in prison ministry, and they said now Satanists are welcomed in the prison ministry, and Buddhists are welcome in the prison ministry, and the Hindus are worshipped. He said all religions now are brought right into the prison system in America. Why would America have to accommodate all these religions? We are America. We are a nation by birth. We are a nation of Christianity by birth. My friend, it just shows you where we are. How wicked and how evil and how ungodly it has become, and it's mind-boggling, I'm telling you. But it just gets worse. If you read on in chapter 13 and you get to verse 11, you have then the false prophet joins the Antichrist. In the first half here, excuse me, you see on, I'm sorry, the Antichrist. But the second half, you see the false prophet. Let me read a little bit. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb. And he spake as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him. And caused the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. Well, you go all through chapter 13 and you see it intensifying, getting worse and worse. And finally, this false spirit makes makes the world worship the Antichrist. And if you don't worship the Antichrist, then you're killed. Or you cannot buy, because at the end of the chapter, it says that everybody has to take a mark of the beast. Let me read it to you. And that no man, let me start with verse 16, and he calls all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand. Or in their forehead. The right hand or their forehead. They have to receive a mark. If you go in the grocery store and you don't have the mark, you don't buy groceries. You stop at a gas station to buy gas, you don't have a mark, you can't buy gas. You get going down the highway, your mark will be so visible that a patrol car will know somebody's in that car that don't have the mark, and they'll stop you. Can't go 1 ounce further, get out of the car and walk back home, you don't have the mark. You can take the mark right there, of course, if you're ready. And so the mark of the beast will be required of everybody on the face of this earth. Are you hearing me? The mark of the beast will be required of everybody on the face of this earth. And if you don't take the mark, you can't buy yourself. You got children? You say, won't be no children here. I'm sorry. You better read your Bible. There'll be millions of little babies here. There'll be millions of little children here. If you don't buy, you can't buy an ounce of food for them. If you don't buy, they won't be able to go to the public schools. Well, you don't want them in the public schools then anyway. You'll be proud to keep them at home. Friend, what is coming is overwhelming. Now, I've tried to give you a picture here. You go and read chapter 13 for me this week, would you? How many will read Revelation chapter 13? Just dig in, take that whole chapter, read it. I mean, listen to it. Open your heart to it. You say, I don't understand something. Wait on the Lord. The Bible will make the Bible real to you. The Holy Spirit will make the Bible real to you if you're hungry for it. If you really want to know what the Bible says, the Lord will help you. Well, I hope that somehow I've got some attention from you today. And we will continue on this theme next week with some other part. I'm going to go quickly to study about the city of New Jerusalem. We're going to study the 12 levels and the stone that decorates each level of the great city of New Jerusalem. How many of you would like to learn about New Jerusalem? How many of you would like to live there, huh? How many of you would like to live in New Jerusalem? Wouldn't that be something to spend eternity in New Jerusalem? The 12th level is the amethyst. And people have heard me say for years that I want to live on the 12th level, the amethyst level. Well, I'll be wherever God wants me. I won't complain. I promise you that. I'm just going to be there. That's what I'm excited about, being there. And I want you to be there. Now, I hope you'll come tomorrow. We're having a great day tomorrow. We're going to have lunch here in our cafeteria with all of our families, bringing food of every kind you can imagine. I've got a sister on her way. She should be here by now. And I got to run home and let her in the house. My baby sister, Peggy. Oh, I'm excited about her coming. I really am. I really am. Well, friends, and let me tell you, you don't want to miss tomorrow. Can you come and be with us for church and stay for lunch? We'd love to have you. You'll be welcome to stay in some of the best food you ever eat. Be part of us tomorrow. Every one of you, be a partner with me in this ministry. Every one of you, if you love this program, you ought to be a giver. You ought to be part of it. You ought to care, help me carry the burden. It would be a blessing to me if you would help me carry the burden. I promise you, God is good to us, folks. We are one blessed people, and I mean that. We are blessed. The coming of the Lord is at the door, and I want you to be ready. I want you to be ready, and I want you to go when he comes. I want you to go when he comes. I love you. I love you. Blessings to you. And may the joy of the Lord be your strength. May the joy of the Lord be your strength. I hope we got music coming. God bless you. There it is. I hear it coming. Hallelujah.
Done great things. Yes, he.